Blackstone Publishing presents Even the Darkest Stars by Heather Fawcett. This book is read by Priya Iyer. For All Those Who Wander. Part 1. Asmiri. 1. I stretched my hands over the dragon eggs, focusing all my concentration on their indigo shells, and murmured the incantation. The air rippled and shimmered. I can do this. The thought was born of desperation rather than confidence. My fingers were frozen, my stomach growled, and my legs ached from hours sitting cross-legged. Behind me, the sheer slopes of Mount Asmiri, draped with cobweb clouds, rose to greet the gray sky. Beyond the narrow ledge I crouched on, the mountainside fell away as if hewn by an axe. The forest far below was hidden under waves of mist, with only a few treetops floating above the surface like skeletal ships. The wind stirred my hair and slid its long fingers down the collar of my chuba. I shivered. The faint light gathering over the eggs flickered and died. Chiri smacked me on the back of my head, causing me to drop my talisman, a string of raven's bone beads.
Foolish girl, don't break your concentration. You'll never get it right that way.
I'll never get it right anyway, I muttered. She smacked me again. Perhaps she thought I would do better if my brains were rearranged.
This is the simplest resurrection spell I can teach you at your level. Do it again.
I made a noise halfway between a sigh and